Hey everyone. I have some huge news that's really shaking up the crypto world right now. Consensys, the team behind critical infrastructure like MetaMask and Infura, has actually hit the pause button on all their product releases. It turns out a North Korean state-linked consultant managed to get inside their internal systems for about a whole month.
It's a serious situation indeed. The actor was operating under the alias Tyler Knapp. What's really concerning is that they didn't use brute force attacks or malware. Instead, they used social engineering and identity spoofing to trick the system and gain legitimate freelance access.
Wow, that is wild. So instead of hacking in the traditional sense, they just walked right in and navigated the code bases undetected. It really highlights how vulnerable Web3 companies can be when it comes to vetting those external contributors.
Exactly. Consensys acted quickly to mitigate the risk. They paused deployments immediately to keep any compromised code away from users, revoked all associated credentials, and launched a comprehensive forensic audit to review every single system interaction during that breach.
That's a relief to hear they're being thorough. And they're not just fixing this one issue. They've announced plans to implement much stricter identity verification protocols for any future contractors. It's good to see them taking ownership.
It is a necessary step, but we have to look at the bigger picture. This incident underscores an escalating threat where North Korean state-sponsored cyber units are systematically targeting the cryptocurrency sector. It's becoming a primary focus for them.
It feels like a clash of cultures, doesn't it? The crypto ecosystem is built on rapid innovation, decentralized freelancing, and remote-first hiring. Often, that drive for speed just overshadows the need for rigorous background checks and continuous monitoring.
And that's exactly what state actors are exploiting. They're looking for those gaps to infiltrate core infrastructure providers. Their goal isn't just a quick theft. It's to plant backdoors, exfiltrate sensitive data, or subtly alter code in ways that could have ecosystem-wide consequences.
Honestly, this feels like a massive wake-up call for the whole industry. We can't just keep racing ahead without looking back at our security foundations.
Agreed. This proves that technical security alone is simply insufficient. We need operational discipline and a focus on human factors, just as much as we focus on firewalls and encryption.
So what's the path forward? I think Web3 infrastructure companies really need to adopt enterprise-grade security frameworks. We're talking enhanced identity verification, using decentralized credentials that confirm real-world identities without sacrificing privacy, plus continuous automated monitoring to catch anomalous behavior in real time. And we definitely need better threat intelligence sharing across organizations.
All of that is crucial. I know the temporary halt on releases might cause some short-term disruption for developers and users, but it is an absolutely necessary step to preserve the long-term integrity of the Ethereum ecosystem.
I couldn't agree more. Consensys' transparent response is a great sign. It reinforces the industry's growing sense of accountability and shows that they're willing to prioritize safety over speed.
Ultimately, this incident drives home a vital lesson for our decentralized landscape. Trust cannot be assumed. It must be continuously verified, monitored, and defended at every single operational layer.